Abraham was sitting at visitors, these men. I don't know whether Abraham knew who they were or not. He said, Lord, please come and join us here. I don't know whether that he was using Lord in the sense of sir or whether he was using Lord in the sense of a divine being. But certainly he said, please come. Because you're tired and it's hot, and let us wash your feet and let us prepare for you a wee morsel of bread so you can refresh yourselves and then go on your way. And they sat down, and Abraham gave orders for a calf and 20 liters of flour. This is his wee morsel of bread for his visitors. He prepares, I guess, a banquet. It's somewhat comical to my mind. Just sit here a wee bit and then you can go on your way refreshed. Because you think about how long does it take to prepare the calf? This is not a ready-made thing in a packet from Asda. This is a thing going moo in the field. Some people have forgotten where meat comes from, but there's a thing going moo in the field that has to be grabbed and all that takes a while, and then that takes some more time, and then cook it. By which time you've had plenty of time to do the, I mean, how many flat Arab breads can you make with 5 gallons of flour? So this is a big effort, a big communal effort, actually. And then the visitors reveal their identity, and they say, we've come to tell you that Sarah is going to have a child by this time next year. And then, having dealt with that issue, the next item on the Lord's agenda was Sodom. And I've come to destroy Sodom. And Abraham goes into intercession and prayer. And that story, very key story, because the writer to the Hebrews refers to it. The writer to the Hebrews says, do not neglect hospitality, because some have entertained angels unawares. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2. Do not forget to entertain, or do not neglect entertaining, receiving, welcoming strangers, for by so doing, some people have welcomed and entertained angels without knowing it, a reference to the Abraham story. Hebrews 13:1 says, keep on loving each other, Philadelphia, let brotherly love remain, Philadelphia. And then the next verse is philoxenia, which is loving. Actually, the Greek philos, love, xenos, stranger, loving the stranger. It's about strangers. Don't forget to entertain strangers, for by so doing, some people have entertained angels. When the Bible talks about hospitality, it's not so much talking about having a nice time entertaining our friends. It's talking about receiving strangers. Welcoming foreigners. That's a Middle Eastern background, of course, because for a Bedouin, a nomad like Abraham, people wandering in the desert, there was a very solemn obligation of hospitality without which people wouldn't have survived. So, loving the stranger, receiving the stranger, is what hospitality is about. And Jesus said, of course, when I was a stranger, you welcomed me. When I was a stranger, you welcomed me. You took me in. Even though you didn't know me, you saw my need. This great story from Lebanon. The Lebanese church has been transformed by hospitality. Quite wonderful renewal as they responded to the plight of Syrian refugees on their doorsteps. The Lebanese church traditionally really struggled to love their Muslim neighbors. There were centuries of alienation and marginalization and oppression, out of which came a suspicion and a hostility and an unwillingness. We just don't want to see Muslim Arabs come into our churches because these are safe, comfortable places where everything is done the way we like it. And suddenly little Lebanon has been flooded with destitute refugees, traumatized refugees. And the church in Lebanon, at first almost unwillingly, has opened its doors and cared for the stranger. And the result that I hear of is Lebanese churches filling up, Lebanese churches doubling in size. Main Baptist Church in Beirut is twice as big as it was 3 years ago because of Syrians who said, we want to join you because no one else welcomed us. Church in the Bekaa Valley, I understand, has quintupled because of the welcome. When no one else welcomed us, you welcomed us, and we want to know why. In Leviticus chapter 19, verse 34, it says, love the stranger, love the foreigner. The alien, when an alien lives with you in your land, do not ill-treat him. The alien, the foreigner, the stranger, the xenos, living you with you must be treated as one of your native born. Love him as yourself. For you were aliens in Egypt. I am the Lord your God. Earlier in that chapter, it says, love your neighbor as yourself. Here, it says, love the foreigner as yourself. Kind of paralleling Hebrews 1, let love, brotherly love continue. Hebrews 13, 2, love the foreigner. Here, love the neighbor as yourself, love the foreigner as yourself. And why? Because you were aliens in Egypt. You were foreigners. You were wanderers, and I took you in. You were exiles, and I brought you home. You were prodigals, far from home, and there was a welcome when you came back. Fundamentally, we are aliens, alienated from God, strangers to the promises, and yet we have found the most extraordinary welcome, which will culminate in the great banquet of the Lamb and is celebrated Sunday by Sunday when we commemorate the Lord's Supper. A great opportunity to demonstrate what the gospel is about, that as we were welcomed, we welcome. As God has prepared a banquet for us, we prepare for others. As we receive and welcome and bring in, just as we have been brought in and reconciled in the Lord. And this whole hospitality thing, it occurs to me, you know, hospitality is such a Middle Eastern value. Actually, it's a high value in most of the world. It's a higher value than it is for us. All Middle Eastern nations, if you talk to them, will tell you that our number one value as a community is hospitality. And just like Lena told you, it's a joy. It's not a hassle. It's a privilege. It's not an expense. It gives meaning to our lives. It's the highlight. It's not taking up my time or distracting me from watching my favorite soap. But it's a glory for our family. It's a glory for our church. And God has been sending Middle Easterners to us to help us recover this. Sending Middle Easterners who don't know anything about the Lord Jesus to give us as Europeans an opportunity to learn again this great core biblical value of hospitality. I don't want to get on at you. I saw that you're running some kind of a meal thing on Monday nights. I think that's great. And you've got the street party coming up, which sounds to me like Abraham with his calf and 5 gallons of flour producing food on an industrial scale to welcome Carlisle. But to foreigner, the people who are not like us. Lena and I were up in Sweden recently. And we were delighted. Sweden has taken proportionally far more refugees than we in the UK. And the Swedish church has responded magnificently. We were preaching in a big Pentecostal church in Jönköping, the biggest church in Jönköping. And we learned that many 3,000 Afghan kids have turned up in Sweden without their parents, 3,000 minors for whom the Swedish government has a legal responsibility and is out of its depth and doesn't know how to cope with this. And this large Pentecostal church has dedicated their Sunday school rooms to putting these kids up. So they've taken their whole basement is now inhabited by these Afghan kids, and they've hired one of their staff, actually an ex-OMA who knows Dari, to look after them. It's not easy, but it's an extraordinary statement. The field leader of OM in Sweden, Martin Ström, and his family got together. They've got 3 teenage kids, and they had a family conference and decided they wanted to take one of these Afghan lads in. So 14-year-old Amir turned up with a horrific story of how the Taliban had abducted his father and how the reason he came alone to Sweden was because the people smugglers on the way had separated the family. He's lost his dad. He doesn't know where his mum is. He's got burns on his body. And now he's staying with Martin and Anna. And my response to that was, praise God, that's just extraordinary. Because it's not going to be easy looking after a 14-year-old with that kind of personal history. Doesn't guarantee a happy ending at all. But then we don't extend love in the expectation of a reward. We love because that's how God loves. So the Lord's giving us this opportunity in Europe and to learn ourselves again about loving the stranger who doesn't know about the Lord Jesus, doesn't know about God's welcome, God's unconditional grace. And we're seeing something new happen. The Lebanese church is doubling in size because of Syrian refugees. Here in Europe, we're seeing a new thing among Afghans. Some Afghan refugees in Austria, a refugee camp in Vienna, when they heard the gospel, said to our colleague, "This was hidden from us until now." This message was hidden. Because it was hidden because we couldn't hear it. We didn't hear it. We were out of reach. It was hidden because if we did hear it, we couldn't understand it. And it was hidden because if we did understand it, we didn't want it. But now, something has happened. It is no longer hidden. The veil has been lifted. Our eyes have been opened. And this is something extraordinary. Same for Somalis, just a little beginning, one of the most unreached nations on earth. Their land also destroyed by war and Islamist fundamentalism. And coming to Europe and God working miraculously to open eyes and to start to gather a Somali church. Do not neglect hospitality. Because in welcoming strangers, some have welcomed angels. And see God do remarkable things, both for the stranger and for themselves.
In hospital, healing. And I think, am I on? Yeah. And I think, you know, there's healing in hospitality. When people come into your home and are welcomed and feel relaxed, feel accepted, eat with you, drink with you, share with you, sit with you. There's a healing that comes. But I want to suggest also that when we get to know strangers in our town, allow them to be hospitable too. They're really good at it. And they feel very safe giving the hospitality. And it's so good to visit. I tell my fellow church members all the time, visit them. They will not be too busy. They will enjoy your company. They will enjoy feeding you. Try to enjoy the food. It's good. Ask them, how did you make this? This is so good. Can you teach me? And they will purr. Allow them to be hospitable. Visit. You know, the picture in my mind is of, you know, Zacchaeus up the tree. And what does Jesus say? He says, come down, I have to stay at your house today. Especially if you've watched the Jesus film, Zacchaeus runs. And he welcomes Jesus gladly. You know, sometimes we think that we have invited Jesus into our hearts. And the picture we have, because we're Western, is that we've kind of invited him, maybe from far away, to come into our hearts. But actually, he's knocking at the door. He's come. And our response is just to open the door and welcome him in. So as we show hospitality, we're welcoming him. As we visit and allow them to be hospitable, we're honoring them by visiting. And we can be quite practical about this. We can learn from them. And if they come to the church, a word of advice. They're not so used to buffet. I had an Iraqi Kurdish lady, she came to the dedication of a baby because she had been bringing her child to the mother and toddlers, and she'd been invited. So the buffet lunch was in the church building, and I accompanied her to the buffet. And she wouldn't have taken anything from the buffet had I not gone with her, with the plate, from along the table to put stuff on the plate. And then there was another problem. Can you imagine what it might be? What do we have at buffets in the church? Lots of pig. I couldn't believe it. I've never seen so much pig. Sausage rolls, chipolata sausages on sticks. Quiche Lorraine, it's got bacon in it. Managed to find some tuna fish sandwiches and some potato crisps, and I didn't ask. They're not sneaky beacon, are they? We didn't ask. Just some practical things. When you visit a home from somebody from the Middle East, from anywhere in the world apart from here, you take your shoes off. We remember that? Take your shoes off. They all do it. They take their shoes off when they go into a home. And they will take theirs off when they come into yours. Hospitality, there's healing in it. It doesn't have to be entertaining. It doesn't have to be super polished. It can be simple. Bread, salad, a pot, soup. You can't go wrong with chicken. If I can do it, you can do it. And they will feel so welcome. Let's pray that we will be hospitable in the stranger, and the stranger will find Jesus.